Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hello, this is Mike Woodring, and I'm speaking with John Somnez about his course, Automated Web Testing with Selenium. John is a longtime C# .NET developer with roots in C++. He also develops Android and iPhone applications, has deep ties to the Agile community, and is very interested in automated testing. Hello, John. It's good to have you with us today.
Hi, Mike.
So as one of our most prolific course authors, it's clear that you have a wide variety of technology interests, but this is your first foray into the testing arena. Why did you decide to write a course on Selenium?
Well, you know, Selenium has always been an interest to me. Actually, the whole idea of automated testing has been a big interest to me because it should be really a big interest to, I think, anyone that's in the Agile community or that's trying to do Agile software development. Because one of the major things that you need to be able to do is to be able to make incremental changes to your system. And in order to do that, you need some way to verify that you haven't broken what you've changed. And while unit tests are great and they serve the purpose of doing that at the low level for the classes and at the low level code, it doesn't really serve that purpose at the higher level, which is like the ATs or the acceptance tests or user test cases. And so having an automated solution for automating your tests is really important. So that's what really got me interested in Selenium. And I think not enough people know about how to go about doing this. And it seems more complicated than it is. And there's a whole practice of best practices or ways that I've found as I've been doing this from multiple companies, building test frameworks that I found that a lot of people don't know about and that I think you can get a real value from understanding how to do that correctly.
So what is Selenium besides being a chemical element with an atomic number of 34?
So Selenium is basically, the best way to think about it is that it's like an API for a web browser. And what I mean by that is you can basically program your web browser to do what you want or automate that web browser. And that's really the big high-level view of it. Now, it does a lot more than that. You have the ability to record clicks and events that are happening in the web browser and play them back. You have the ability to programmatically control the web browser through a language like C#. And you have the ability to distribute tests and run them on multiple machines. But so really, as a platform, it's an instant automation for websites and web pages. And it allows you to basically take any kind of web test or any kind of web scenario that you might have and completely automate that within the browser the way that the user would run the test.
So what kinds of factors influence the decision to automate your testing using the IDE's record and playback capability, as opposed to programming directly against the API using a language like C#?
Good question. So this is one of those things that many people often ask. And a lot of people, when they get started off using Selenium or a tool like Selenium, they tend to go towards the recording tool because it just makes sense. Why would I programmatically write tests when I can just record them and play them back? And in my course, I cover this topic quite a bit, and I've found that really the history has shown that doing the recording type of tooling, the record and playback for your test strategy, ends up getting into trouble. So what happens is a lot of people end up recording lots of tests, and then now what happens when a button moves on a page, and you've recorded 50 different tests that use that page? Well, you got to re-record all 50 of those tests, or you got to manually modify all those tests. And so, in my opinion, you should really always be striving towards creating an automated test framework that will allow you to write your tests within so that you're programming against that Selenium API, not using the record tool. Now, there's a place for the record tool, which is basically when you're starting out, when you want to speed things up a little bit or to give you a head start, because you can take that record tool output and it'll actually generate some C# code that you can then take and put into your testing framework or use it to help you build a testing framework. But I definitely recommend that everyone who's serious about doing automation with Selenium actually try and build out a true testing framework and not just rely on that recording tool.
Before looking at your course, I wasn't aware that Selenium had a server capability, but you have a module devoted to that. Can you give us some insight?
Sure. So one of the major aspects of Selenium is this ability to basically distribute your tests and to run in somewhat of a disconnected state. So we have the Selenium tests. When you're actually running a test locally, it looks like you are just running directly against the browser. And what's actually happening is it's a distributed network. So if you run your Selenium test, it's actually going out and it's communicating to a server. And that server can be just on your machine. And when you're just running your test in normal mode, it's actually communicating over HTTP to another server that's actually connected to your browser and automating your browser from there. But you can also take the Selenium server technology. You can install it on another machine, and you can even do things like set it into grid mode. And if you do that, what'll happen is that Selenium server can take tests that are running from multiple machines, and they can distribute them to multiple machines based on certain criteria. So for example, let's say that I want to run a bunch of my tests that I've written, and I can run them all simultaneously, and they have different requirements. Like I might say, for this test, let's get Firefox and run it on Linux. And for this test, let's get IE and we'll run it on Windows. And that grid server can then take all of those tests that are coming in, and it can say, okay, let me match you up with any of the nodes that are in my grid, and it'll run the tests on those machines. So it really gives you this power of scale, which has been a big problem with automated testing. If anyone has ever had the experience of creating a big automation framework, you find that eventually you get to this point where it takes 2 or 3 days to run your tests, and then they start becoming less effective because taking 2 or 3 days is a feedback loop that's a little bit too long.
So in your last module, you integrate the use of Selenium using the API you can access with C#, into a standard Visual Studio unit testing framework that you start to develop. What approach did you take there?
So the basic idea was I was just trying to keep it as simple as possible, so I can show someone how simple it can be. What you need in order to really create a testing strategy or to use your testing framework is you need something that's going to drive those tests. And what we're doing in the course here, just using MS Test, is we're just using that as a driver. You could use NUnit as a driver. You could use one of the behavior-driven development frameworks like SpecFlow or something like that as a driver as well. You basically just need some way to specify your tests. And so even though MS Test is a unit testing framework, you could use that to drive those tests because they're just acting like a driver in that case.
Great. Well, thank you very much, John. We're really happy to see this course make its debut, and I know that everyone's going to enjoy the course as much as I did.
Thank you. I hope they do.
This is John Somnus's new course, Automated Web Testing with Selenium. Thanks again, John.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.